tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, AfterBuzz TV friends and viewers, both on YouTube and iTunes, and now streaming live. We are currently, if you're catching us live in the YouTube-verse, hello, and this is a first for us, so it's a cool experience.
I'm excited.
I'm your host, Grant Rutter, and with me tonight, we're all here in the house.
Hey, everybody, it's Megan Stecker.
And Fern Ronay.
And we have a lot to say. It's so good to all be back, the three of us, especially before the holidays. Of course, we're going to, you know, keep it going, but it's nice to all be in person, reunited, to talk about it.
Again.
Yeah. So let's talk about the show. I think we all kind of liked it. We thought it was kind of a quality episode. I liked it.
Yeah.
For opinions.
It was finally good to see them doing real things and seeing them, you know, with their families, and it was a sweet episode.
I loved it, yeah. To get in there, I know we were saying that in the first couple episodes because it felt so last season. It was all last season's drama, recycling.
Right.
So it's nice to get in there and meet the new girls and just be part of their lives for a minute before we go into any new drama, which we know is coming.
So. Yeah. The drama, the backbiting, and the arguments have kind of been at a low, especially comparing to last season. Do you find this season to be boring so far, or do you kind of like find it refreshing? I personally really like that it's not all about the fight of the week.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of like when they fight. It's nice and juicy. But I also, if there's a character that I love, I just love seeing them do anything. Like, I love seeing Yolanda just in her life. And I do, you know, Kyle doesn't do much, but I love Kyle and Mauricio and their family, and they could be doing nothing, and I just like watching them, so...
It's a slow start, and I hope it doesn't turn off viewers, but I think for me it's really refreshing for it not to be made-up drama every week or the fight of the week, as you call it.
Right,
you know,
yeah.
It is refreshing that we're going to be building up to something. We're actually part of their lives before there is a problem, which I know when we all did New Jersey together, we thought, why are all these women fighting? What happened?
Exactly.
It was drama from the gate. You know, as soon as the horses were let out of the gate kind of thing. So this is good. It's a good foundation to start building up to something.
Yeah, exactly. In New Jersey, but the season was so choppy and we didn't understand the flow. And I feel like we're getting a nice flow. We're getting to know them before the...
It's so like nice to look at too, with all the shots of LA and Beverly Hills. I don't know, I really have been enjoying that more than much, you know.
Speaking of, I watched we keep telling Grant he has to watch Troop Beverly Hills to get his Beverly Hills fix. It's on Netflix. Watched it this weekend. So you've got to do that to get your Beverly Hills fix.
Okay. Good thing
as
my friend let
Beverly
me borrow
Hills.
My password. Yeah.
Yeah, as a Real Housewives of Beverly Hills fan, you will love the movie.
Right. Okay. Well, I'll check it out. Let's talk about some of these women of Beverly Hills. We get to know Eileen more, which I was really happy about. She's crossing over now from her rap on Days, going over to The Young and the Restless. We saw how she would run lines with her niece, Anna Marie, and I just thought it was kind of nice and to learn about her career and see her on set. It was actually really interesting for me to see her walk through the halls of CBS TV City, because I interned on The Young and the Restless and The Bold and the Beautiful, and I was like, at the time, was like immersed. Like, one of the theme songs was my ringtone. Like, I was so into it because my first real like Hollywood experience.
Yeah.
So it was just really neat. And I am like a fan of those shows for sure. Grew up on CBS daytime and all. So it was really cool to see it. And it was actually really weird to see it play out on TV. And to see like the makeup room where a lot of stuff goes down. So it was neat.
Do you like her? And you spun the wheel, right? The Price is Right.
I did.
That's so cool.
I love it. So what did you think of her soap? You know, the little getting a glimpse into that world.
Yeah, I thought it was sweet. I like that she was like letting you in and telling you her kind of a life story, and that her son grew up there in the studios with her. She, you know, picture of her breastfeeding her son. So I thought it was a good way to let us in on Eileen. And it's we're not being introduced to her as maybe a bitchy character, which sometimes happens with these shows. Mm-hmm. We get to at least meet her first as her own self before we see how she's relating to other people. If she ends up looking like a not one of the sweetest characters. Mm-hmm. At least we got to meet her as herself before we see how she's relating to other people.
Megan, I think you're right. I think in comparison to last season where we were introduced to Carlton and Joyce, it was like we didn't get to know these women at all. It was like, okay, she's a witch and she's really into sexual things. It was like that was basically it. But they threw her into this you know, relationship with her and Kyle going back and forth. And this time now we actually get to see who this woman is. They know the mistake they made with the introduction. Mm-hmm. And whether you like Carlton or not, it just, they just didn't execute her character well at all.
Right.
So I think they're really like giving us the slow burn with Eileen, and I'm fine with it.
Yeah. I loved last week we said we want to see her rehearsing her lines. We want to see her at work. So they gave it to us.
They did. Yeah.
I think they were listening. Yeah. It was so nice to see her and how she explained, you know, she left work and then she kind of was arguing with her husband. So I think we're going to get a little of that relationship, which is interesting because when she was, whatever she was making in the blender, he was like, that's the most annoying. I was like, he's going to be an interesting, I bet he's a pain to live with. So I want to see what their marriage is going to be like, because she's very open about the fact that they fight.
Yeah. I mean, I hope it doesn't turn into that's part of their storyline, even though that may be the way that it's going. But, it is interesting to see when couples get older, they just grate on each other's nerves, just the littlest thing. So it's like they were kind of trying to have a conversation, but she didn't mind turning on the blender so that she couldn't hear him.
Right.
You know, and he knows that that's her thing, and that annoys him. You know, so it's a little, you know, I've seen that even with my parents. It's like the little things you do that drives them crazy, and they have no idea why it drives the other person crazy, but they do it on purpose, you know. So I'm hoping it doesn't turn sour.
Right. No, of course.
It's kind of fun to get in and see on the inside of their personal life.
It was funny how she said when she decides to go back to work, he was like, that's a good idea.
I was kind of surprised that she mentioned that they were kind of having money problems.
Right, me too. That shocked me.
Would you ever admit to that on a reality show?
I don't know. It's not so much that they admitted to it, that they even have money problems.
Yeah.
So it didn't surprise me. Because it looks like, you know, they live in one of the most expensive places to live, which is Los Angeles. And, you know, own a beautiful home in an expensive neighborhood. It doesn't surprise me at all. Like, just because you made money at one point, you know, when she's making good money and it's been consistent for 20 years and that stops coming in, like, it doesn't shock me that it's like, oh, wow, we have half the money we used to have, you know, so.
Yeah, and how much money is he making as a former teen idol or poker host, whatever he is?
I'd love to know how much she makes per episode in the soaps, because she's like a veteran soap actress, and there's definitely, if you came up in daytime in the 80s, the benchmark for what you were making per episode was a lot, and they do shoot, I think on Young and the Restless, they shoot at least 2.5 episodes a day.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can walk out of there with a lot of money.
Yeah.
So, but definitely you get used to a certain income, and then that goes away. But now, being on two shows and having a reality deal, I don't know, reality TV is notorious for not paying too much, but hey, I mean, it's like a third gig when you had nothing. Right. I mean, she must be doing really well, so good for her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And people can say whatever they want about soap stars. She has to memorize a lot of lines.
Yeah, 40, 80 pages a day.
That is so much. Because if you think about a movie script, they only are able to shoot just a few pages a day.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So,
well, that's why
a lot of dialogue.
That's why she left Days the first time, and that's why she's only been doing like stints here and there, because they kind of burned her out. She admitted in an interview with Soap Opera Digest that she's just kind of like couldn't kind of keep it up too much because it was taking her life away. She wanted to spend some time with her family, and it just was a lot to keep memorizing. And she even said it today, like she is filled her memory bank.
Well, the hours are so rough. It's such a long day. So, I mean, I can see how people are like, God, it would be easy to have a 9-hour day because they're on these ridiculously long schedules. So they don't get to see their families. I know, I can't recall her name right now, Sammy of Days of Our Lives, who's been on the show since, I don't know, how long? She's only 20 years, and she just left to spend more time with her family. It's just,
Is she the biggest loser one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Allison Sweeney, that's it.
So I wonder if Eileen's going to eventually not do the soaps and just do reality. Maybe that's why she was...
Who knows?
Why she agreed to do this? I don't know.
I don't know. I get the feeling from her that she knows soaps are her bread and butter, okay, and that she plays a legacy character, so I feel like she can... I mean, she's in a great spot to float between two shows when there's only four on the air.
Right, yeah. That's amazing. They're not even on the same network. So that's what blows my mind. I'm like, well, good for you.
Well, they're both owned by Sony, so Sony kind of does the deal.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, maybe we'll be reading Eileen's emails one day.
You never know.
Oh, Lord. Sony.
Oh, that Sony scandal.
That's another whole show.
Ooh-wee.
Well, let's move on to Lisa and Lisa over in Palm Springs. They stayed in this really nice villa. Megan, what was the name of the villa?
I believe it was the Bougainvillea Estates.
Well, this is a place that Lisa stays often. I thought it was pretty and nice, because Lisa had to point out that she's usually the one doing the cooking, which I don't believe.
Not for one second. Her housekeeper was there. It was like, you're cooking? Give me a break.
So what do you think, especially since you weren't here last week, Megan, what do you think of Lisa getting the star on the Stars of Fame or the Star Walk? What is it exactly?
I did write it down.
I think it's called the Walk of Stars.
The Walk of Stars, in Palm Springs.
I'm not sure what qualifies every single individual for getting one, but she said that they're giving it to her for her work with gay rights. So good for her. I think that she is a leader in that field, or at least from the media that I intake, she's a leader in that arena.
Okay.
More power to her. And, you know, she told us all that 14 people unanimously decided that she was it. Yep. She made the one.
It was a unanimous decision.
She must really deserve it. And, no, I thought it was great. I think that anytime you get recognized for something that you do that's not about fame or money or being a villain on a show, anything that's positive in this world where you're doing some good, like, more power to you.
That's
good for
true.
You.
That
is like, way to go, Lisa. That's really something I want to see her awarded for.
Right, yeah. I agree.
Yeah. Oh, I would much rather see her do that than have to sit around some washed-up bar talking about Brandy for three episodes.
Right, exactly.
You know?
That's a good point.
Yeah. I'm not calling her... No, and I'm not calling her places washed up. I don't mean her places, but I mean all these places they go in L.A., a lot of them are like, where is this? You can see, like, the valley, like, the traffic, the 101 behind them. I'm like, what is this?
Wait, what producer's location?
Yeah.
I know, because they're supposed to be the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, but they're very often not shooting in Beverly Hills locations. People at home may not know this, but it bothers me, and I know it bothers Grant because he's ranting.
Yes, especially the place where Adrian and Brandy sat down. Like, where was that?
It was like Oaks. It was definitely the Valley somewhere.
Yeah, but I felt like it was like on the corner of Ventura and Coldwater. Like, it was not that it's a bad area, but I'm just like, it's like, that's not what I'm watching the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills
for. Do it somewhere.
Like,
that
let's
we
go to the
see.
Bel Air Country Club.
Yeah. Or Pump. You weren't insulting her places because we've seen them.
Yeah, no, definitely not. I'm talking about the locations that they choose for these other things. Her places are fine, and I go to them,
Did you guys talk about us going to Pump last week?
No, we didn't.
You guys!
I know. We went to Pump after the AfterBuzz holiday party.
You guys didn't even mention that last week?
No, we had a lot to talk about, though there wasn't a lot to
talk about. Okay, fine. Let's talk about it now.
Yeah, now that we're all together, go ahead.
Oh, my God.
Story.
So we all were at the AfterBuzz holiday party having a grand old time. And then we had the brilliant idea. The club started getting a little crowded, so we had the brilliant idea to go over to Pump. I don't know who suggested it. Which one of you suggested it?
Yeah, okay, let's go.
Let's go Pump. And Fern and I were jumping up and down like schoolgirls, like, oh my God, we can't wait to go, because Fern and I hadn't been to Pump yet. So we took the sweet little drunk bus. What is that cute little thing called?
Oh, the pickup. The WeHo pickup.
So we got a nice sober ride to and from Pump, and it was so much
fun. We had the Pump teenies. They were pink and delicious.
I think it knocked all our socks off.
And a little strong. Way to go. Lisa, thank you for... That's a good... I mean, drinks are really expensive here in Los Angeles, and, like, thank you for making it worth our while.
It was definitely worth
our $14.
They were delicious.
Is that how much they were?
They got us all drunk.
We were also paying for the atmosphere, which was beautiful.
Yeah, that's true.
Really gorgeous.
Yeah. It's just like you're sitting in this beautiful garden, and there's the beautiful olive trees and all these chandeliers. It's so Lisa. I loved it.
So Lisa.
It was so fun.
Definitely not a washed-up bar.
And it is not to be missed. If you are a fan of this show, I would say put it on your L.A. checklist out here.
If you're going to take pictures outside of it, don't take them in the street. I had to wait for this Asian family to take all these pictures, and they were blocking Santa Monica. back on. Like, can you stand on the slab?
Oh, Lisa Vanderpump fan. But you didn't remember taking a picture. I posted a picture of us on Facebook. You're like, yeah. I don't remember taking
it. I don't know when that picture was taken. And I was not gone, but I was like, I just don't remember that.
Grant didn't even drink his whole Pumptini. That's how strong it was.
I was strong.
It was good, yeah.
Anywho, a good time was had by all. James. Wait, so I posted any fans of Vanderpump Rules, I posted a picture. We ran into James was DJing that
Within
night at Pump.
2 seconds of walking in,
Back to the Housewives.
Yeah, so we had to hear about 4 times, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Lisa Vanderpump. It's like, okay, she stepped out of a car.
She was so like, Joan Crawford with her big hat. Yeah.
Oh, my
stepping
God.
Stepping out so melodramatic. But
she
it's
was
Lisa, I love her.
Crying over it.
That guy who kept introducing her was like Kool-Aid smile, like couldn't get enough of Lisa being nailed. You know he was the one that voted. He's like, let's put her in. Yeah, he probably was like nominating her.
Was he the mayor? Was he the same one who was presenting her the star?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he was definitely a Lisa fan.
Yeah.
There were signs, people wearing pink. Like,
the pink carpet was a cute touch.
Yeah, it was
Lance
cute.
Bass was there making a speech. It was cute. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was good. I was happy for her.
I was happy for her,
what she's
too.
Being recognized for as well.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. So Lisa, the other Lisa, the one with the lips.
Let's call them LVP and Rinna. LVP and the two Lisas.
So Rinna, I mean, I have to say, she looks good when she stepped out of that bedroom.
She was in the same outfit she wore to the, right? So she came down for breakfast.
She just materialized.
Lisa Vanderpump's still in her pajamas, right? She materialized, ready to go to the red carpet.
I thought that was cute that she got to walk the carpet.
Yes, very cute. She looked great. She always looks great.
I like Lisa Rinna, and last week I said she was gorgeous, but I just like she's really beautiful.
She is.
She's a really beautiful woman.
Yeah, and she's a great killer personality.
I would kill to look that good at her age. Not that she's old,
right,
but
no,
she
no.
just looks so amazing for her age.
Right. Yeah.
We gotta get her in here, and Lisa, it's Megan and Fern. We're dying for you to come in. Lisa Rinna. So we'll see you next week. Or after the new year.
That's so funny. I used to do that. Like, I used to yell at the housewives all the time. One at a time. That's so much fun. Yeah, we would love to have Lisa in here.
Oh, my God.
I feel like she wouldn't be too afraid. I feel like she'd go in. So
she would not disappoint.
She doesn't say no very often.
Well, right.
Well, after Buzz will be calling.
Yeah, I knew nothing about her, really, because I didn't watch her on the soap.
Yeah.
So I really objectively knew nothing about her and find her adorable. Not just because she retweeted my blog and all of that mm-hmm. stuff, but she really has an adorable personality, great relationship with her husband. She's another one that she could do nothing, and I'm going to like watching
her. Well, somebody else responded to your Michael Bolton moment last week.
Andy Cohen. You might have heard that name.
Yeah, Fern was like internet famous.
I know.
I
had quite a week on social media.
Good for you.
Yeah, but we have to get Lisa in here.
Yeah.
Or Andy, if he wants to come in.
Any final thoughts of Palm Springs, the two Lisas?
It was funny, the conversation they were having at dinner about the Brazilian. And
it amazes me that these people of immense wealth with a fancy dinner are always talking about sex and about shaving the you-know-what.
That just goes to show you, I'm sorry, everyone's alike. Don't ever think you're better than anybody just because you have money or because you think you're smarter because you got a degree. Everybody is the same. They all talk about the same things, do the same, you're all putting your pants on one leg at a time.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was 100%. A little thrown off that her housekeeper had to be there, but okay. Yeah,
I thought that was weird.
It was a little weird, but I guess she's become so close to her over the years. I don't know. It was kind of cute.
Yeah. I just didn't understand. It seemed like she wasn't talking at all in the conversation and then like left the room. It was weird.
Because Lisa wanted her to get the dog out of there because they were talking about sex. So she got up out of her chair like, yes, Miss Lisa.
Well, you're still the housekeeper. You can't enjoy this dinner. Go get Jiggy. Go get the sex monster.
Well, we got to see Jiggy walk, I think, for one of the few times that's ever happened.
Wow, Jiggy walks.
Why did she seem upset that the housekeeper gave Jiggy a bath?
Yeah, I didn't understand that either.
I don't know.
She was saying, like, oh, you gave him a bath. I meant for you to wash his clothing. I don't know.
It was cute watching him get dressed.
Yeah.
It was cute seeing him all bundled up in that.
He looked like a little baby.
I know.
Aww. I love doing that to my dog. I thought it was cute.
Aw.
No.
And Lisa's upset about her other baby, Max, dating an older woman, so they kind of had that conversation.
Now, I didn't get to see her at all that next morning when everyone was in the kitchen together. Did you guys see her?
I didn't spot her.
So they must have left her out of shooting, maybe.
Was she supposedly there? Because they were talking about her at... Were they talking about it at dinner? Sometimes it all blends together. So maybe she wasn't there. But Max is dating an older woman, so we're going to have to do some research.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Brandy real quick. She's still like attempting to clean up her podcast. And,
failed miserably.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I feel like it was a pickup from last week. Yeah. Any thoughts on Brandy?
I don't know. I enjoyed her and Vivica using the F word freely.
Yeah. It was funny how they edited it. Like, she was like, I'll do it family friendly, and then it was out the window.
Yeah.
See, I think that she should do some type of panel show. I really do. I feel like she's not big enough to be on her own. I don't know if enough people care about Brandy Glanville's personality. I feel like she would mix in well with the panel if it was kind of like, you know, you had like a loud mouth and someone was a little bit more quiet and then like a strong male. You know, I feel like it would like balance, it would kind of balance it out for her. I don't know if like a morning show would be appropriate for her, but you know, maybe like a serious or something like that. I feel like she'd probably do better on that.
She should pick up some other.
I think podcasting is a way to go for her with what she's good at talking about and her expletives.
And her schedule, too. Apparently she can only record so many times.
Yeah, it's hard for her to even squeeze in once a month. It was what her boss had been saying. I think you're right. Her on a panel would be great because it would even more show how crazy and wild and funny she is.
Yeah, more interaction. That's what she's best with.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Instead of her just talking or one-on-one with a guest, she needs somebody to give her setups so she could have her Brandy
lines.
Yeah.
Well, Kyle came back from her vacation, which seems like she was on for like episodes at a time. It seemed like
been
the longest trip
the whole season,
pretty much. But five episodes in, I think she left on three.
I think
I don't know. I left my Louie on the jet. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, they were like they've been preparing for the trip, and then they
didn't they go on a vacation where they took the? Oh, isn't this their second vacation this season?
Oh yeah, because they did go on. Oh wait. A yacht, but that was this vacation.
There was something before.
They were on a lake somewhere, maybe first.
Right,
they
took
a private jet.
Yeah. And then that was like in the country, and now this was out of the country.
Yeah, you're right. Sometimes they blend.
So perpetually on vacay. Look, when you can fit in working into your vacay, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it is the summer months too, so I'm not bad.
So they're doing what they wanted to be doing, which was taking their family vacations, and they're not letting the show get in the way. It's like, come film us.
Yeah,
good for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they came back, and then we'll transition to this wedding. But the thing that, the big moment of the night for me was, which was like a million question marks, was like, she like called up Kim. She's like, what are the men wearing the day of the wedding?
The day of.
What are the men wearing? Well, let me guess. What could the men possibly be wearing to a wedding at the Hilton Mansion?
I have no
idea. To take it back a little further, I'm shocked that they came home late the night before. Mm-hmm. I would assume that they would be home at least the day before the rehearsal. Since your daughter is a flower girl, that's a very important person to have at the rehearsal because they're not you, a little child. You need to be like, this is where you're going to walk.
Exactly.
This is what you do. Practice throwing the flower petals. Like, that's important for a little kid because they get so easily scared when in a big setting where all eyes are on them like that.
Right, yeah.
And as a former flower girl myself.
Speaking from
experience. I think I was Portia's age when I was like a flower girl for the first time. So it's like, you know, that's an important step. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, they're just like, oh God, we had to come home from our vacation last second to get to this wedding. Like, you guys, this is the biggest day ever for Kim and your niece.
Exactly.
Come home from your vacation.
Prepare better. Do you really think it was the same day?
Or they said tomorrow morning's the wedding.
For drama.
Yeah, that's awful.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they were just saying it, but for drama.
I don't know of anyone that would have to ask if there's a tux necessary for the wedding.
And then didn't she say, I don't know
they know
I'm
the
wearing?
Venue. They know it's not like they're having like, you know, a quick wedding like on the beach or like, you know, at town hall or something like that.
Right.
Like, it's like, you know, like you've had the invitation. Like, come on, what do you think you're gonna wear? That to me was like, what?
But then didn't Kyle say what I don't even know what I'm gonna wear?
Yeah.
Well, like, maybe you should plan it ahead of time.
Because it was at Kathy's house in the backyard, they were thinking like, honestly, we don't know how formal or how casual to be because it's at my own sister's house. It's in the backyard, but what's the coat? Like, what are all the bridal party wearing as far as how formal is this? But that's definitely a question they should have asked before the day of. Because if I was the mother of the bride and my sister called me and was like, what do we even wear? I would have been like, are you kidding me?
I know.
Oh my God, I would have gone nuts. I would have been like, you should be here getting your makeup done.
That's a hang up. That's a. You call me back if you can't figure that out.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, poor planning on Kyle's part, but Kim's part looks pretty good.
Yeah, it was like such a role reversal. Like, usually Kim is the loopy one being like, what do I wear? What are
you yeah, where so, is it?
When do I get there? And she's late.
Yeah, it was a definite role reversal.
Yeah, no, Kim looked really nice.
Yeah, and I was happy for her.
It was nice to see the interaction she had throughout the episode with her ex-husband, Monty. Yeah. I thought it was so nice that he got to be there for
so
the wedding.
Nice.
You
yeah.
know? And, yeah. Friend, you mentioned you believe this wedding was around the month
of August.
Okay.
Yes. And they've known each other since they were little. That was really cute. They showed aww. Portia. Maybe you know your husband right now.
The groom during the wedding, I just thought it was
adorable.
They're like beaming with pride. First of all, he's so adorable. By the way, they both look 12 years old, and I feel like a grandma watching them get married. I'm like, how old are these kids? But I mean, just so handsome and just like beaming. And I was like, how cute. Like, usually the guy tries to be a little stoic or like they look very nervous. And just to see this guy, like, I'm getting married to this beautiful blonde, like, it was just the sweetest.
They were so happy. It was really cute. And it was cute to see Kim overcome with joy. Like, I was happy for her.
So touching.
She usually annoys me, but I was just so happy for her.
So sweet. Yeah. Just like, just really nice for it not to be about Kim's personal life struggles.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
It was about
exactly.
like a really joyous moment for
exactly.
her.
Exactly. Yeah.
It was
well,
really sweet.
I would have liked to have seen more of the Hilton estate.
Yes, I know you would have. I would have too.
Grant, you guys who didn't get the privilege of watching it with us, Grant rewound the show to watch the entrance when when Kyle's family pulled up and it says Kathy Hilton's house, Grant said, oh, hold up. We're watching that again.
Well, I want to give a shout out to at Kelly3222 on Twitter, because this girl reached out to me. She has a copy of House of Hilton, which is, not House of Hilton. It's another story. It was about the Hilton family, the Hilton dynasty. I can't remember the name off the top of my head. Forgive
me.
This is not the unauthorized.
Oh, okay.
This is just like basically like a profile of the Hilton whole, like the rise of the family. And she's sharing it with me.
Aww,
so,
that's so nice.
Yeah, we have really nice listeners and fans. So thank you, Kelly, for that.
Aww.
And as soon as I have a spare moment, I will flip through. I actually looked it up on Audible to see how long it would be, and it's 19 hours.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know if I'm going to like listen to it or maybe read the whole thing, but I want to read certain parts, mainly like the modern, how they got involved with, you know, Kathy and all, because I just find it so interesting.
It is fascinating.
Yeah, and another moment in this episode, to bring it back to the show, when the three sisters walking up the staircase into the Hilton mansion, it was a cute shot.
It was cute.
I like seeing them interact.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Kathy's definitely taking the mother role. Like Kyle said, you can see it. It's sweet. Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved it.
The wedding looked nice. What did you think of it overall?
I wanted to see more of it. I love weddings.
Yeah, it was short.
Yeah, but it was beautiful. And Portia looked adorable. Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's because they did want to keep it private.
Yeah.
But they're like, you know, Mom, for the show, when you show a couple seconds of, you know.
Yeah, so Mom can get paid.
But you know what? It's like, I love the idea of a wedding at home. Like, could it be any sweeter? I mean, granted, it's at, like, the Hilton Mansion, which could probably look like one of those mansion rentals for weddings.
I would get married at the Hilton Mansion, in case if you were wondering.
I would, too. Boyfriend at home, if you're watching. You better be. I'd get married there in a hot second.
Why not too shabby.
Why the hell not? Well, let's transition to some news and gossip, then.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Megan, you told me that there was something that was going to rock the table or something like that.
Oh, my God.
What news do you have? What
okay,
is it?
So, Brandy is claiming, I don't know what business she has claiming these things. She's claiming in an interview that Teresa Giudice is probably going to tape her surrender for season 7 of Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Huh.
And Brandy's claiming, like, oh, they want to, and I think they're throwing a lot of money at her so that she'll definitely do this.
I love that Brandy has such a big
and
mouth.
Of course Brandy thinks it's important for people to see.
How does she even know this?
That's what I'm wondering. You know? It must be like, if this is even true, she must have some like insiders at Bravo that have big mouths at Bravo that she knows.
Wow.
I wonder if Teresa would do that. I know we all talked about this at the end of the season as a rumor, like would she or wouldn't she? And I was like, oh no way, she would never. But I mean, maybe she is. Yeah.
I said back then, if the price is right, she's got plenty of debt to take care of. So
she'll do whatever she never can. Quit spending. So
right,
yeah.
That's so funny. I saw something else about Brandy saying, talking about Teresa, and Brandy's just so funny. She said, Teresa's so pretty in person, but I hope she gets a makeover in jail.
Oh my God.
Oh, Brandy. Kick your eyes, she's down. Oh my God.
Seriously.
Well, we saw the wedding that Kim's daughter had, and I hope Kim had a good time because she's now facing a lawsuit.
Oh my God.
She is being sued by an 80-year-old family friend, Kay Rosario, who said that her pit bull Kingsley attacked her without being provoked. The lawsuit names Richards and Evolution Film and Tape, the production company behind The Real Housewives, you know, produces the show, that they named them for saying that they knew the dog had been hired for the show and had been trained, but not well enough. Like, that was knowledge. They claim that together they concealed the public dangerousness and viciousness of the dog. And in her filing, Rosario says that Kim tried to prevent the call to 911, and she asked her to keep quiet, and the paramedics did rush to the house and take care of the injuries. She had to go to the emergency room. And, of course, this isn't the first time Kingsley has made headlines. We did see that he supposedly nipped or attacked, I guess, the niece of her niece, Alexia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kyle talked about that on Watch What Happens Live, actually, one of her appearances this season. She said that her Alexia stayed out of school for 2 months due to her injuries.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
They totally played that down. Like, they totally did.
So Andy was like, is everything okay between you and Kim? And she's like, well, it was a definite bump in the road for us. We're okay now. But it was really rough at the time.
That's horrible. I wonder if we're going to see any of that on the season.
Wow.
Because that's a major fallout. That would cause really scary. Yeah, that would cause.
Yeah.
Oh, poor Alexia. Mm-hmm. That's awful.
Right. Well, I got that article from thechristianpost.com. There's another story that I kind of came across, which just looks like a rumor to me. We mentioned her earlier, Carlton from last season. Apparently, Andy kind of made like an apology towards her on Watch What Happens Live. I caught it. And he was just kind of like apologizing for how she was basically portrayed. You mentioned it in her book. In his book as well, which I'm actually listening to on Audible. Yeah. I'm listening to it because I'm like, why not? I'm always driving.
The new diary book?
The new diary book. Yeah, it's okay. It's a lot of names. It's a little shallow, but I like it. Yeah. You know, it's a good listen. Yeah. Anyway, so you kind of mentioned the same thing there. So apparently now, like this article, which I just kind of don't believe, they're saying that producers are begging for Carlton to make an appearance in the new season, and she was absolutely against it, totally against it, but now that this apology has been made, she's warming up to making an appearance. I just don't see where she would fit in. I just think that ship has sailed. I don't know if we really
need it. I totally agree, and we have 7 that we have to, like, cover in each show, so we don't need her.
What do we need to cover?
Exactly.
Like, what's left?
I'm not into it.
And we already have 7 housewives. We don't need her.
Yeah. I don't believe it. Because in the book, Andy said, when I was going into that reunion, I knew that it was going to be the last. I had a feeling it was going to be the last, basically, for Joyce and Carlton. Mm-hmm. I just had a feeling that this would be their last. So that was kind of already out in the universe. Like, obviously, she's not going to be a full-on housewife. But even to be a friend over, like, make an appearance at a party, I just don't see it.
No, I don't see it either. And if he does it, it's just to make up for how he feels that she was not fairly portrayed. But we have enough material.
Right.
I agree with you, Fern. We have enough to keep up with.
Yes.
Yeah, we don't need her.
Well, speaking of enough, let's move on and predict what's coming up next.
And now, your After Buzz TV predictions.
Who's afraid to go first?
I am afraid. Fern, you go.
Well, I'm always so bad at this, but
I think, right?
It's terrible, but I loved that we're finally going to get Brandy and Lisa in the same room. So I just can't wait to see. You know, you can feel the tension, so I just can't wait to see it.
Is that when Brandy is supposed to slap her?
No.
Or is that a different location?
I think that takes place at a different location.
Oh, okay. So it's building up to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's okay now to get back a little bit to, like, the she said, I'm angry with you for a little bit. But I don't know, I'm kind of tired of Kyle, and I just feel like it's going to be like more of Kyle showing us her life. I'm just kind of tired of her. I'm not looking forward to that.
Well, okay, so is the clip that we saw, maybe this is going to be Brandy's, what's it called, housewarming party in the next episode, because it's a few of the ladies all standing around talking, and Brandy's like, well, Lisa doesn't run my life, and I thought maybe this is Brandy's housewarming party.
Well, the only thing is, though, because Kyle did say, I just invite everyone and whoever wants to come.
So maybe Kyle had a party. They saw each other, and then maybe Brandy, this is my prediction, then Brandy has her housewarming party, invites Lisa, and Lisa doesn't come. That's my prediction.
Okay.
I worked it out.
I mean, I really have no prediction other than to think there's a party next week, and Brandy runs her mouth about Lisa Vanderpump.
Yeah. There you go. I know that's pretty much all they gave us. Yeah. Any final thoughts?
I'm liking this season. I really am.
Yeah,
I love them all.
Great, yep.
Oh, hi!
So, yeah, I think
I'm not late. I got the wrong time.
We have a special guest. Just bear with us for one moment, and we are going to be chatting.
If you could sit between the pillows just for this camera.
Yes. How's this?
Beautiful. There you go.
It's so nice to meet you.
Hi. Yeah.
Candace, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good to be here.
We're live. We're so excited you're here.
So we understand you're a huge Housewives fan, specific to Beverly Hills?
Yeah, I'm a huge Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Well, all of them.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
I haven't missed one episode of any city. But yeah, I love Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Who's your girl on Beverly Hills?
Lisa.
Lisa, which one? Yeah.
Our listeners are going to love you. They are team. We got some strong team Lisas on this our list.
We're fellow alpha women. Like, I can relate to a lot of the issues she deals with the women on the show.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
I tend to not be the emotional, dramatic type. Like, I'm very, I have no filter. And, you know, so sometimes it's really hard with women that are sensitive, and then, like, they take jokes and make them into something big, which is what I feel like happened with Lisa and Brandy, like, with the magazines before the, you know, it's like one little thing turned into that.
Yeah.
Like,
Right. Now, this season seems to be really different than last season. How are you finding it so far?
I'm loving Lisa Rinna.
Yeah.
Loving her. And I'm a big fan of Young and the Restless, but I don't know about Eileen yet.
Okay.
Like, the verdict is still out.
I think we got to get to know her more. Yeah.
Yeah, most definitely.
So, you have some reality show experience yourself. Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
I have.
Tell us about me. You were on Survivor, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay,
dude, you pulled that out from like 10 years ago.
You know, I just read a little something.
We do our research.
Are you on Wikipedia?
The people at home, like, we love kind of pulling back the curtain on reality TV. So, like, what's something so crazy that goes on that the people at home really don't know about?
Well, I mean, with the show Survivor, everybody asks, is it real? Mm-hmm. I mean, but that question is asked of all unscripted television, right? And it is. Mm-hmm. Like, it was not cool. It was not fun. I was happy to be the second person voted out. Like, I was cool with that. Like,
so there's no craft service table.
No.
That's the rumor that there's always around.
No, it is nowhere near that tin, and there's no toilet paper either.
So you know what? That's something I never thought about.
And you got to be careful which leaf you use. You know what I'm saying?
From personal experience.
It was the leaf. No, I don't know. But you know I'm a millionaire.
Yes.
What's Patty like? Tell us about Patty.
Oh, you were warming me up.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
You were sneaking up on me. Like guerrilla warfare.
Start from the beginning and move our way up. Yeah. Right. So, so tell us about that. Especially, you know, being on a Bravo show. You know, what's your relationship like with Bravo?
I love Bravo.
Yeah.
You know, it's just so crazy because I've been a Bravo fan. Like, forever, since the beginning. And I never saw myself on a Bravo show, ever. Because I don't even have a boyfriend, so I would never be on a Real Housewife. No, maybe one day. But, I never saw myself being on Bravo. So the first time I saw myself, our premiere, December 7th, on Bravo... You know, like, it kind of hit me, like, I'm on Bravo.
Yeah.
Like, of all the networks I could be on.
I could see Patty being a housewife.
Could you?
I don't know. I think so. She has that personality.
She has the personality to be anything.
She's a strong personality.
Yeah.
Patty could be anything.
Have you learned a lot from her?
Yeah. I've learned so much from her. It has been, I mean, I started working for her in the summer, and every day, you know, I'm getting little nuggets. And, I mean, they come quick and hard. So you got to grab them. And, you know, sometimes you got to dodge a couple.
Yeah.
But
and that show, too, is real, right?
What'd you say?
That show, too, is real.
Yes. It's very real.
I mean, you can't coach the people who she's trying to.
No.
They just.
No, it's all real. The work I do for her is real.
Really?
The amount of time and energy I put into it is real.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you, now being on in front of the camera and, you know, knowing kind of how it all kind of comes together and being so exposed on a reality show, do you watch The Housewives any differently now? Do you watch it, like, with a different lens?
Yeah, definitely. And I've also produced unscripted as well as and
she's a woman of many talents, everyone.
Girl or like schizophrenic. I mean, I'm a lawyer, producer, actress, model, life coach, matchmaker.
Just a pretty face.
Oh, that's sweet. Thank you. It's been a long day. Yeah, I definitely look at it from a different perspective because it's like I watched you guys, I think it was like last week or 2 weeks ago, and you were talking about how some things just seem fake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like phone calls or whatever. A lot of times stuff happens, but it's missed. Mm-hmm. And for the sake of the audience and the storyline, to put the pieces together, they got to give it to you again. Right. You know what I mean? But it's like, it doesn't mean it's not real.
Right.
It means like that they have to connect.
Right.
The dots.
Yeah.
So that's where all those pickups come in then.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like sometimes it happens and like the sound's messed up or whatever. And it's like, and then, you know, you start to lose like the authentic, you know, appeal that is so entertaining to people because that's why people love unscripted. Because it's like, wow, you're like, I'm really watching her be cussed out by her boss. Or not that that's ever happened to me.
stay tuned this season.
It's going to be an amazing season. It's all celebrities. We come.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite celebrity to work with?
Oh my gosh. Well, we got to work with a lot of Bravo celebrities.
Right.
That's the word, right?
Yeah.
I may be a Bravo celebrity one day.
Yeah, I think you already are.
How
girl.
Do you be? Well. I don't think just by being on a Bravo show, you're a Bravo celebrity,
why
right?
Not?
Don't you have
I
to?
Think
I think you're gonna be like Andy's favorite. Is that what it is? Like if you look at like
if
really,
if
I mean,
people love you and you're on Bravo. I think that qualifies you as a Bravo celebrity.
I don't know.
Okay, we'll give them a little bit more time. We've only had two episodes.
Well, then,
I'm gonna check in mid-season and let you know if I'm a Bravo celebrity. But it's gonna be. We come back January 1st. Our premiere December 7th was the most watched in the history of the show.
Congratulations!
1.5 million viewers.
Wow!
And it's an all new show, and it's super fresh. Yeah. Like it's a new format.
Sure,
I mean, everything about it is new, including me.
So was Chili from TLC on one of the episodes that's already aired?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I love her.
Yes.
I'm so excited to see her.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, come
get
on.
It, girl. Find your man.
Yeah. Aww. I mean, I grew up listening to her and loving them. And Larry Burkhead was on our first
episode.
Right. I read about that one. Yeah.
Yeah. And I got to coach him in the episode on being more confident and taking initiative when he's approaching
like a nice
women.
Guy.
So sweet.
Did you meet the daughter?
No, we did not meet
she's
Danny
cute,
Lynn.
Though, right?
Yeah. He's a really good dad, but some of my favorite people on the show are Bravo celebrities that came on. Like, I love Reza from Shaw's of Sunset. He was on helping a friend, Marisol from Real Housewives of Miami.
No.
We had a Real Housewives of Atlanta. We had Sonia Morgan, who I love.
Yeah,
Real Housewives of New York. Oh, yeah. Like, I feel like, I was like, okay, this is like my soul sister. Like,
did she do any nudity? She's always like wanting to like take strip underwear off and...
Did she strip?
Not in front of the camera.
Yeah, what can you say? You know?
I mean, but I, you know, like I love her. I love her spirit. Like she's very uninhibited. So.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm always curious with the network. Like, how hard does Bravo come on? They come to you with like, you know, what you can say, what you can disclose, who you can talk to. I mean, you know, what is kind of like the deal, the details, like the contract or whatever.
Right. Well. I'm probably going to
get reprimanded.
like for this.
You're a lawyer. You can defend yourself.
Don't worry. We got you.
I mean, you're okay. I mean, you know, I think every contract is different depending on what show you're on and, yeah. like, the type of, you know, content you're dealing with. Like, a Real Housewives show is much different than Millionaire Matchmaker. Mm-hmm. I mean, and something, you know, different from, like, Top Chef. Like, there are different formats, and I feel like the do's and don'ts are different for each show.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, Bravo has a lot of secrets to its success, like, with Unscripted, so they mm-hmm. don't want to reveal all of that, but was there something specific you were wondering
No,
about?
I'm just curious, like if someone like came to you with like a list of like you know, now that you're on the network, we expect you to not do this, this, and this. Like,
oh yeah, for sure.
You got a lot of calls, I assume.
No. Like I feel like Bravo is pretty chill. I mean, yeah. Survivor was much more like intense about the whole process. Like most definitely, and you're sequestered for a really long period of time after. You are eliminated. Mm-hmm. So someone like me was sequestered for a really
that's gotta be so boring.
Yeah.
You were sequestered
No. You know what? It was in Brazil. I'm not gonna lie to you. It was not boring.
That's a nice place to be sequestered.
I'm not even gonna lie.
Yeah.
You can't complain.
It was a blessing. I got to backpack like all around Bahia. So
oh my God,
you know, I expected them to be more I guess strict and more like controlling when it comes to what I do and don't do and
right.
no and it's just I mean it's really about just doing my job and then you know and then it being on camera.